Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a recent study that dives into a complex and critical area of health, atherosclerosis, a condition that contributes to heart attacks and strokes around the globe. The research focuses on a molecular target involved in macrophage function modulation and a novel drug delivery system that enhances treatment efficacy. This study introduces methoxypolyethylene glycol at Elabella 11, or MPEG at ELA 11 for short. As its name suggests, it's a pH-responsive nanocarrier designed to deliver the ELA 11 peptide more effectively to atherosclerotic plaques. So, what's atherosclerosis? It's a chronic inflammatory disease marked by the buildup of fat and cholesterol in artery walls, leading to the formation of plaques. Macrophages, a type of immune cell, play a critical role in this process. They can become dysfunctional, triggering a cycle of inflammation and plaque instability. Now, researchers investigated how ELA11, a fragment of a peptide known as Elabella, could potentially alleviate atherosclerosis. They focused on the ACTR stress pathway to understand the underpinning mechanisms. In simple terms, the AKT pathway is vital for regulating cell survival and function, and ER stress is a response to disturbances in the protein folding environment of the endoplasmic reticulum. To break it down, this study featured several major elements. 1. Human data analysis. The researchers started by examining the expression of Elabella mRNA in human carotid atherosclerotic plaques using real-time quantitative PCR. They discovered that this particular mRNA was down-regulated in plaques, especially in unstable ones. A hint that lower levels of Elabella could correlate with more severe forms of atherosclerosis. 2. In vitro experiments. Next, they tested how ELA11 interacts with RAW264.7 macrophages, a commonly used cell line in research. When exposed to oxidized low-density lipoprotein, known to cause damage, these macrophages formed what are called foam cells, further driving the issues associated with atherosclerosis. The exciting part? ELA11 was able to significantly suppress foam cell formation. It also inhibited the unhealthy M1 polarization of these macrophages, a shift that makes the inflammatory response worse, and reduced cell death. 3. In vivo studies. The researchers then moved on to animal models. ApoE mice, often used to study atherosclerosis, were fed a high-fat diet, a common practice to induce atherosclerotic conditions. Administering MPEG at ELA11 resulted in a notable reduction in plaque size compared to mice treated with free ELA11, thereby improving the situation in the arteries. 4. Nanocarrier development. Now, let's talk about the innovative side of things. The MPEG at ELA11 is a pH-responsive nanocarrier designed to release ELA11 in the acidic environment typical of atherosclerotic plaques. This means that the medication is released precisely when and where it is needed, which enhances its therapeutic impact while limiting side effects. In summary, the findings suggest a new method of combating atherosclerosis by utilizing ELA11 to modulate macrophage activities via the ACTR stress pathway. The study posits that this could present a new pathway for atheroprotective therapies, supported by the clever application of nanotechnology. Of course, every study has its strengths and weaknesses. According to critiques from scientific reviewers, this study excels in its rigorous methodology and well-established controls, providing a robust framework for the findings. The validation of the effect of ELA11 through both in vitro and in vivo studies adds significant credibility. However, it falls short in one crucial area: data accessibility. Raw data should ideally be available for the broader scientific community to validate the findings, which is essential for future reproducibility. Further refinement might even be needed to enhance the targeting specificity of the nanoparticles, particularly concerning their accumulation in non-targeted organs like the liver. As we wrap up today's exploration, it's clear that the research points toward an exciting frontier in the treatment of atherosclerosis. By combining innovations in nanotechnology with insights from molecular biology, this study contributes valuable knowledge to cardiovascular medicine. Thank you for tuning into SciBud today. Science is evolving every day, and we're here to bring you the most intriguing discoveries. If you found this episode insightful, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow science enthusiasts. Until next time, stay curious.